July 14, marriage a sacred institution. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. Proverbs 18:22. Marriage has received Christ's sanction and blessing and is to be regarded as a sacred institution. True religion does not counterwork the Lord's plans. God ordained that woman should be united with man in holy wedlock to raise up families that would be crowned with honor, who would be symbols of the family in heaven. Marriage, when joined with purity and holiness, truth and righteousness, is one of the greatest blessings ever given to the human family. The divine love emanating from Christ never destroys human love, but includes human love, refined and purified. By it, human love is elevated and ennobled. Human love can never bear its precious fruit until it is united with the divine nature and trained to grow heavenward. Jesus wants to see happy marriages, happy firesides. The warmth of true friendship and the love that binds the hearts of husband and wife are a foretaste of heaven. God has ordained that there should be perfect love and perfect harmony between those who enter into the marriage relation. Let bride and bridegroom in the presence of the heavenly universe pledge themselves to love one another as God has ordained they should. God made from the man a woman to be a companion and helpmeet for him, to be one with him, to cheer, encourage, and bless him. He in turn to be her strong helper. All who enter into matrimonial relations with a holy purpose, the husband to obtain the pure affections of a woman's heart, the wife to soften and improve her husband's character and give it completeness, fulfill God's purpose for them. Christ came not to destroy this institution, but to restore it to its original sanctity and elevation. He came to restore the moral image of God in man, and he began his work by sanctioning the marriage relation. He who made the first holy pair and who created for them a paradise has put his seal upon the marriage institution first celebrated in Eden, when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy.